So several years ago, I was searching the internet for what I have no earthly idea, and I came across a quote from Dave Ramsey that really caught my attention. He said, I'm gonna read it so I get it right. He said, "No one ever says they got rich off of credit card points." And I thought for a minute, I thought, it's probably true because most people probably just spend their credit card rewards, maybe sometimes without even really thinking about it. Cash comes in, or it's points or miles, maybe you travel with it. But I thought, he's wrong if he says you can't get rich off of credit card rewards. That's just simply not true. It's just a question of math. I know he doesn't like math, but I kind of do. And I thought it's really nothing more than compounding relatively small amounts of money over time. A great way, actually, to get rich. There's nothing special about the credit card rewards per se. We could save small amounts of money from other sources, like, I don't know, a job, and build a lot of wealth over time. But the nice thing about credit card rewards is it feels like free money, right? We don't have to work for it. If we're just spending money like we normally do, we get credit card rewards. Why not save and invest it? So that's what I've been doing over the last several years. As longtime listeners know, I've now given it a name, reward stacking. Yeah, I kind of like that name, but anyway, that's what I call it. And in today's video, I want to just walk through how I do it, give you some tips on how you might do it too, if you'd like, and I want to show you where my balance stands and how I'm investing it. I'll actually show you the account I'm using. And so that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to actually show you on one of my sites, AllCards. I'm kind of giving away my balance right there. This is where I walk through, and I'll link to this article below the video, but I walk through exactly my strategy. And what I'm going to also do on this article is update it every month with how much in new rewards I've cashed in, added to my investment account, which I'll show you in just a minute. And in fact, my current balance is now slightly higher than this, but we'll come to that. And so what I want to do to begin with is, how much can you actually earn through credit card rewards? Is it really worth it? And so what I did was I put together, as an initial matter, this table. Let me see if I can make it a little bigger. There we go. All this is if we assume for every $1,000 a month you put on a credit card, assuming you save and invest those rewards and earn 8%, how much will you have over from 1 to 30 years? And I just go from 1% here all the way up to 5%. And those would be your average reward rate. And you can see the numbers get rather large, keeping in mind that this is per every $1,000 spent on a credit card. If you're like me, I put a lot more than that on a credit card. And I'll just start with this 2% row because, as we'll see, there are plenty of cards that pay 2% cash back on everything. So it'd be an easy approach just to get one card. We'll talk about that. But you can see for every $1,000 spent, the numbers get pretty significant. Now, when you're just starting off, compounding hasn't had time to work, and we're still talking relatively small amounts of money, $240 in rewards, for every $1,000 per month spent. But even at that relatively small level, over 30 years, you come up with $28,000. And here you might say, "Well, wait a minute, Rob, slow down. Okay, $28,000. I mean, not like you can retire on that, and there's inflation." And yeah, I get it. But remember a couple of things. We're only talking about for every $1,000 spent. And keep in mind, we're talking about credit card rewards. We're not talking about all of the money you save. Hopefully, you're maxing out or saving in a 401k, an IRA, and other places. We're just talking about the free money you get from making purchases you'd make anyway, just with the right credit card. All right. So what I then did is, okay, let's assume we can earn 3% back on every purchase. And again, I think that's very easy to do, or at least come very close to, and I'll show you that in a minute. How would that work out? And so I created the second table, and I've got monthly spends from 1 to 5,000. And then I jump you for you big spenders out there, I jumped to 10,000. And we're again assuming we can average 3% rewards on our credit cards and again 8% return. And you can see the numbers get pretty big. And again, this is on top of all the other savings you're doing. This is just saving and investing your credit card rewards. And I know if Dave, if you're watching, I know this is math. And by the way, I'm perfectly comfortable being called a math nerd. Not so much your name calling, but hey, I'll take it. I am a math nerd. Okay. back to the screen. So this gives you sort of a rough idea of how much you could earn with the right credit card strategy, depending on your monthly spend, and how long you can save and invest this money. So that gets us now to the next question is, okay, so what should our strategy be? And, you know, if you Google best cashback credit card, what you're going to get typically from the big sites are a list of all their advertisers. And they're generally pretty good cards. I'm going to show you some of them. And some of those are advertisers on my site, allcards.com. But what you don't get is really how to think through the best cashback or credit card reward strategy. And one of the things that's really overlooked, and I think probably the most important question to ask is, how many credit cards do you want to carry? If it's just one, which is a perfectly reasonable and I think good strategy, then that's going to dictate the type of card you get. But if you're willing to carry two or three or more, then that kind of changes things up with the strategy. And let me explain what I mean. We'll start with the one card strategy. If we want a one card strategy, we want to get a credit card that pays the highest reward on all purchases. And so what I've done in this article, I've listed a number of cards here that pay 2% cash back on all purchases. And I think they're all good options. I've carried the Citi Double Cash card. I still have it, actually. Haven't carried the others, but they all pay 2% cash back. If you have a Fidelity account, the nice thing about the Fidelity Rewards card is it'll deposit the cash back right into your account. Now, that's more of a convenience thing. With any of the others, you can simply either use the rewards as a statement credit and then pull the same amount of money just out of a checking account. I mean, money is fungible. Or you can have, in many cases, just have the money deposited directly into your bank account and then pull it out and save and invest it. So that's not a big deal, but there would be some convenience, I suppose, if you had a Fidelity account and carried the Fidelity Rewards Visa signature. So here are some examples, 2% cash back on all purchases. Now, there are some cards that pay even more than that, and I've listed them down here. Now, typically, make this a little smaller so it all fits. And I'll be adding to these lists, by the way, on this page. So you might want to bookmark this page. But typically with these cards that pay more than 2% at a minimum, there are some requirements. So for example, Alliance, a great card, 2% cash back. I'm sorry, 2.5%. But it's only for the first 10,000 a month, which by the way, I think for most people, that's not a big deal. It used to have it be unlimited because I carried this card back in the day. It was unlimited. But the other qualification now that they've added is you have to have a checking account with them and meet certain qualifications. So you got to bear that in mind. A card that I'm going to apply for, I'm on the wait list, is the Robinhood Gold Card. It's 3% cash back on all purchases. I think this is probably the best deal out there. You do have to be a Robinhood Gold program member. If you pay it annually, it's $50. So I kind of view that as the annual fee. I think very reasonable. There's actually no annual fee for the card itself, but I kind of view this fee for the Robinhood Gold program to be an annual fee for the card. Although you do get other things with that membership. So that's a great card. I've carried the Bank of America Premium Rewards card. And if you qualify for Platinum Honors tier, which requires a checking account at Bank of America and maintaining at least 100 grand in your Bank of America accounts and or Merrill accounts, you'll get a minimum of 2.625% on all purchases. You get a 3.5% for, I believe, dining and travel. So that's a good card, but again, there's requirements, right? And I'll mention Fidelity Rewards Plus. It's actually tied to the Fidelity card we looked at a minute ago. If Fidelity manages a lot of your money, you can get up to 3% on all purchases. The thing I would say is that is absolutely no reason to have Fidelity manage your money because Fidelity charges you an arm and a leg to do so. But if they already manage all your money, that's the choice you've made for your investments. It's a great option for their credit card. So you can see here, if we go back to our chart, you know, we can easily get... If we go back here, we can easily get 2%. With the Robinhood card, 3%. And with some of those other cards, probably in the 2.5% range. And that's just with one credit card. So very simple. You don't have to worry about which card to use where. And I think you're doing really, really well. Now, if you're willing to carry more cards, you can obviously increase this. Because what you can do is you can start with one of the cards we just looked at. But then you can add one or more cards that have even higher reward rates for spending categories where you spend a lot of money. And to that end, I've listed a number of cards to consider. I'll jump down to it, and I'll just give you an example. We'll start with Freedom Unlimited. This is a card that I have. If we look at the rewards, so if you carry the Robinhood card when it comes out, the 3% here is not going to help you, but this would add 5% back on travel booked through Chase. If you have one of the other cards, say, that earns 2%, like the Citi Double Cash or Wells Fargo Active Cash, then you'd get a little bit more money on these categories, drugstores and restaurants. You'd just have to decide for yourself, do you spend enough in those categories to make a second card worth it? But there are other options. For example, Blue Cash Preferred, it does have a $95 annual fee, although it's waived the first year. But you can see you get 6% back on groceries with a spending cap per year. But you also get 6% back on streaming. Again, you have to decide, is it worth it to you based on how much you spend on streaming? But you also get 3% cash back for gas stations and for transit. So this is a good example of a card that's going to give you higher than normal reward rates on a number of spending categories. The other one I'll mention briefly is Citi Custom Cash. This is a great card. What it does is it gives you 5% cash back on a number of different commonly used spending categories. But the way it works is it will look at those categories, see where you've spent the most money each billing cycle, and apply this 5% to that category up to $500 spent. So this can be a good card, particularly, let's say you spend up to $500 on gas. I guess, I don't know, you do a lot of driving, or some other category that qualifies. It can be a great way, obviously, to elevate your cash back. But again, it's limited to $500 a month in spending, so you'll decide whether it's worth it to you. Now, one of the things I'm working on all cards is organizing the credit card data based on the reward rate. So we looked at cards that pay 2% on all purchases, for example. What I'm going to have for you, hopefully soon, will be a way to filter cards to say, show me all of the cards that offer 5% or more at drugstores or at groceries or that kind of thing. I'm working on that data. In the meantime, what I did include in this article, and I'll show it to you now, is a list of cards that pay 5% cash back on at least one category. So here they are. So Chase Freedom is travel. Freedom Flex is travel plus what I call bonus category. We mentioned Citi Custom Cash. Amazon Prime Card, I carry that. I get 5% back, for example, on all of my Amazon.com purchases. We mentioned the Blue Cash Preferred. Here's one you might not have heard of. AAA Daily Advantage, 5% cash back on groceries. There's some caps. Here's one, another AAA card. You get 5% on gas and EV charging up to $7,000 spent each year. Here's another, Abound Platinum, 5% gas cash back on gas. So I'm going to be adding to that list. I'm also going to create a list for 4% cash back so that you can look at the different cards that have these higher cash back rewards for different spending categories. Look at how you spend money and find cards that make sense. The other thing that I'll mention is there are a lot of store brand cards that are great. So if you shop at Target or Walmart, they're going to have cards that get great cash back. Kroger is another example. I worked at Kroger back in the day, and they have their own card that gives you 5% cash back. And then all of the Kroger owned grocery stores like Harris Teeter, same thing. You can get a separate card for each of the Kroger brand stores and get great cash back. So again, it's going to depend on where you spend your money and if it's worth the extra effort to get another card and carry it. Of course, you know, today you just put them in your Apple Pay or if, do you carry an Android? I guess some people do. And you can just use it that way. So I'll have more data on that, and I'll add it to this article as well as others on the site. I'm actually working this year to try to up my average cashback reward with, you know, sort of strategically getting a couple of extra cards, and I'll let you know how that goes down the road. So enough chit-chat. What do I actually have? What's it look like? I've been saving and investing this for a number of years. I will add that I also do this with my business. So that's helped these numbers quite a bit. And in fact, I'm going to add to that article that I just showed you a section for small business owners, because I know a lot of you You could own your own business. You could just, you could be doing contract work, getting paid to 1099. You don't even have to have an LLC or some official business name. You can just put your own name in and your social security number for the application and get a business credit card. So I will be adding that. So where does all of this stand? Well, I'm going to show you what I ended up doing was investing this money in Robinhood. Remember I did the video on Robinhood's match for an IRA transfer, and I'd initiated it and then changed my mind because of some limitations on beneficiaries. Well, I didn't put a stop to it fast enough, and it went through. And that's not this account. It's a different Robinhood account. But it went through. It was extremely easy. I got my 3% bonus, and I'm leaving it there. It's invested in the same Schwab TIPS ETF it was invested in at the other broker. Very easy to do. I got 3%. But this that you're looking at, this is my credit card rewards balance, $38,086.90. And actually, it should be higher than that because if longtime listeners know, at one point I had all this money in M1, and then I moved it to Vanguard's digital advisory service just to test out their service. Then I moved it to, let's see here, Betterment, just to test out their service. And now I moved it to Robinhood. But for like a year, I just assumed zero growth. Even if I just put it into savings account, it'd be higher. In any event, I ended up investing this in Berkshire Hathaway A shares. So I can invest in A shares, which now trading at $615,000. But I could do that because through Robinhood, I can invest in partial shares. So I don't know if you can see the fine print. I currently am the proud owner of 0.061919 shares of Berkshire Hathaway A shares with a current value of just over $38,000. So my goal is to use credit card rewards to get to the point where I own one share of Berkshire Hathaway A shares. That could take me a while, but I'm going to email Dave Ramsey when I do. I kind of doubt he'll respond. Well, there you go. That's sort of my strategy. It's how to think through, should you get one card, two cards, 10 cards? That's kind of up to you, but it's an important question. It will dictate, I think, which credit cards you get. I do think no matter which strategy you choose, the foundation has to be a card that pays as high a rate as possible on everyday purchases, because even if you get other cards that give you good rates on gas and groceries and travel, there's still going to be a lot you put on a card that doesn't qualify for those enhanced, bonuses for different spending categories. And so the foundation is that card that pays as high a rate as possible on all purchases. As I mentioned, I'm moving towards the Robinhood card. I will put a link to that card below this video. It's not an affiliate link. It's a referral link. And you say, what's the difference? Well, I don't get any money from it, but if I can refer 10 people, when I do get my card, it'll be solid gold. So I have that going for me. And you say, well, Rob, that's great for you, but what about me? Well, if you can refer 10 people, I guess they'll send you a solid gold card too. So there you go. Yeah, it seems kind of shallow. Anyway, if you have any questions about all of this, just leave them in the comments below. I'll be happy to help you out any way I can. And until next time, remember, the best thing money can buy is not a solid gold Robinhood credit card, not even close. It's financial freedom.